production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Be with you. Please never go. come true. It's so nice to be with you.
And it's nice to be with you, Julie London, and so nice to be with you on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien here. Good to be with you, and well, it's nice to be with you, I guess. Before that, we had Johnny Douglas and Sir Duke here, and you're in the second hour of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for this week. Good to be with you, and I've told you that about five times now, so let's get on the road here. Oh, excuse me a second. Something just went totally screwball-y, and now I have to redo the whole thing here, and I'm just explaining to you what I'm doing because I'm not going back to re-record this spot. Okay, so let's go back and just do this. Thank you. And now it's time for Wisconsin's Whimsical Wonders, a roadside adventure with Eric O'Brien. As you cruise through the heartland, let's take a delightful tour to the whimsical world of Wisconsin's roadside attractions, some things that might pique your curiosity. Anyhow, starting in DeForest, Wisconsin, with Pinky the Elephant. Yeah, Pinky, the stylish pink elephant, sporting chic black-rimmed glasses. Standing proudly outside a Shell gas station in DeForest, Pinky has been turning heads and sparking smiles for decades. A perfect selfie spot to add a pop of color to your journey, if you need color. La Crosse, Wisconsin, has the world's largest six-pack. Raise a toast to the world's largest six-pack there. These towering beer tanks, painted to resemble a six-pack of La Crosse lager, holds the equivalent of over 7 million cans of beer. It's a beautiful sight that is hard to miss. Over in Kenosha, cheese lovers rejoice. Of course, it is the dairy state after all. The Mars Cheese Castle in Kenosha is a regal emporium dedicated to Wisconsin's favorite dairy delight. From artisan cheeses to quirky souvenirs, this castle is a must-visit for a royal cheese-tasting experience. Then in Phillips, Wisconsin, you have Fred Smith's Concrete Park. That sounds very exciting. A folk art masterpiece featuring over 200 concrete and glass sculptures, from historical creatures, figures to mythical creatures. Fred's creations are a testament to our imagination and dedication. Well, that's great. Out of concrete, yet hard surface. And finally, in Spring Green, Wisconsin, venture to the enigmatic house on the rock in Spring Garden. This architectural marvel houses eclectic collections, including the world's largest indoor carousel and the gravity-defying infinity room. It's a surreal experience that blurs the lines between reality and fantasy. So if you are journeying through Wisconsin this summer, let these quirky landmarks add a sprinkle of wonder to your travels. After all, it is the unexpected detours that often lead to the most memorable adventures. And there's a lot of truth in that. Here's Lex de Acevedo and Slow Dancing on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. With friendly talk and music you know, the better your spring day will go.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Peter Appleyard there with Wave. Hello. Oh, no, not waving hello, but Wave. Before that, we had Paul Marriott, Have You Never Been Mellow? Nick Ingman with Feel Like Making Love. John Fox, Believe in Me. The Melocrino Strings with Small World. And Lex de Azevedo with Slow Dancing. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline, Idaho. Yes, yes, David Rush is back, and he is a serial record chaser, this time teaming up with his friend Jonathan Hannon to break the record for the most beach ball passes in 30 seconds by a team of two. The dynamic duo achieved 84 lightning-fast, fully controlled passes, barely letting the inflatable sphere touch the air before returning it. Rush, who now has over 250 records to his name, many are repeats, so he really has about 180 different titles, maybe a few more, called it surprisingly exhausting, but hey, world domination isn't a breeze. Meanwhile, not satisfied with just one record in that day, Rush and Hannon, which sounds like a good name for a radio show, also caught 85 tennis balls in 1 minute, using only a basket strapped to Hannon's back. Rush launched the balls overhead like a pitching machine while Hannon stood statue still. The coordination was so tight, even the Guinness adjudicator had to double-check the footage to believe it. Moving on to Dubai, martial artist Sandeep Dandona declared himself the world's fastest puncher after breaking three Guinness records in one go. He landed over 600 punches in 1 minute, plus set records for the full extension punches in 1 and 3 minute intervals. He said the key was not muscle, but rhythm. Think drumline, but with fists, he said. Now, this is commitment. Former British Olympic boxer Tony Jeffries, who was once told he'd never punch again due to an injury, shattered the record for the most full extension punches thrown in 24 hours, 147,218 blows. That's over 100 punches per minute, nonstop for an entire day. He said his arms felt like cooked spaghetti afterward, but it was worth it. And finally, French athlete André Belhibe took cold exposure to the next level by staying submerged in ice water for 4 hours and 2 minutes, setting a new endurance record. With only his head out of the tub, he calmly breathed through the pain, raising funds and awareness for autism charities in France. Belibi trained in icy rivers for months before the official attempt. And that is your look at Guinness World Record attempts this week.
Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Well, who asked you?
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Okay. Well, here's Ron Goodwin, Every Woman in the World. Obviously, this hour is going to the dogs. I don't know what happened here. Oh, well.
What I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Just recently called it quits for performances. Johnny Mathis, who is 88 or 89 years old now and doing pretty well, I guess, but not good enough to be on the road anymore. But good for him for holding out so long. That was Misty. Of course, that was composed in a way by Errol Garner, who was from Pittsburgh. And he couldn't read or write music, but he composed it after a flight inspired by the misty clouds and thoughts of his wife. He was a piano player by ear since the age of three. That rendition of it was from 1959. It became Mathis's signature song, reaching number 12 on the U.S. pop singles chart. And believe it or not, Ray Stevens recorded a version of it in 1975. Before that, we had Ron Goodwin and Every Woman in the World, and I'm Eric O'Brien, and I'm nothing in the world. So here we go. Here's who? The Frank Jaxfield Orchestra. You'll never find another love like mine. You'll never find another show like mine. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Springtime means beautiful skies, beautiful blooms, and beautiful music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and easy. Burt Bacharach with a song called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, but it's not like Elton John Kiki D, right? Before that, Enya with Orinoco Flow. Remember when that was popular in the late 1980s, early 1990s? Jeff Love and his orchestra before that, and The Entertainer. Sven LeBeck in the orchestra, Almost Like Being in Love. Ronnie Aldridge with One on One. And Frank Chaxfield did You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine, a Lou Rawls tune. Here is Caravelli with a song called 13 Days in France. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program were not edited for taste, fairness, or to cover up a multitude of sins, just because I wanted it to be real. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Duke City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y9-51. One more in this year's compiling for whatever.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Do not dumb here. Not dumb area here. Chop, 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 chop.
Johnny, Joey, Johnny versus Joey. The Johnny, Joey, Johnny versus Joey. Who wants to be a favorite Ramon? I don't know, no, 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 no. You got left wing, right wing, have a down monkey man. I wanna be any one of them. Johnny versus Joey, Johnny versus Joey. Johnny, 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 Joey, 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 Joey. Which one do you want? Which one would you be?
Back when we did Destroyer, we didn't realize how many of those songs would wind up in the Kiss show every year. Some of our favorite songs come off the album Destroyer. Here's one that's really easy to remember. Message is simple. If you want a little rock and roll, all you gotta do, shout it out loud! All the way up there, people! I can see ya! All the way up there, people!
Paru-paru hai. Pipa ka.